We are learning Masechta Teshuvos, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to teach us the different things that a wife is meshubah to do for the husband. These are the things that the wife is meshubah to do for the husband. Techenes, she has to grind the wheat to make flour. And va'oifa, she has to bake the bread. Umechabeses, she washes the laundry. And Vashalash, she cooks food, Umenika Espina, and she has to nurse the children they have together. Mitzas Loi Mita, she has to make the beds. Ba'oisa Bitsemer. And she also works Bitsemer, which means she works Bimalacha. And these are what we call Maisi Adayim. This is Ba'oisa Bitsemer means she has to make her clothing. She has to work Bitsemer. These are all the halachas that a wife has to do for the husband. She's meshubah for these things to do for the husband. If she brings in with Nadunya a shivcha, one shivcha, and therefore the shivcha has things to do, shivcha can help her do things. She doesn't have to do the cooking, she doesn't have to grind, she doesn't have to bake, she doesn't have to do the laundry, she doesn't have to do that. But she still has to do the other malachas that we said before, but not these three. Shtayim, she brings in two shvachas, Eim Vashelas, Eim Nikas Sevenah. Then you add on two more, you don't have to cook. Before we just said baking and grinding and washing laundry. Now we add another two more, Eim Vashelas, Eim Nikas Sevenah. If you bring in three shvachas, bring in Shalosh, then Eim Etzahas Loi Mita, Eim Nikas Sevenah. That means it's altogether seven with malachas. So you bring in one, you take off three. You bring in two, another two. You knock one out to it, five. And then three, you take off all seven. Then it says, Arba Yesheves Bikatadra. If she brings in four shvachas, she can sit on her couch and do nothing. Now, we just said, after three shvachas already, you're doing nothing. So what does it mean by four do nothing? It's Taisa has the couch. So there must be Arba. Taisa says, Afikav the Bashalash Nami in Eisa, Mekom Alachas Yehoshkum Mishnah, Mekom Alachas Yehoshkum Mishnah, Mekom Alachas Yehoshkum Mishnah, Mekom Alachas small odds and ends. So Yehoshkum Mishnah. So that's the difference. Before already, you can sit on the couch the whole day. Rabbi Eliezer Oime says, it's not good for her to sit on the couch. What does Oime? Afilach Nisa Meit Loi Meir Shvachos, Koifalasis Betzemer. At least she should do work Betzemer. Why? Shamatala maybe de zima. If she has too much time, she should come to Znus to bring it into today's day and age. She'll be on the internet all day. She can't waste her time. She gotta do things. Batala maybe de zima. Shimagamiloimer, Afa Madiris Ishtoi, Malasis Malacha, Yoitzvitin Ksuba. If someone who is mad at his wife from doing malacha, he makes another, she can't do any malacha. So then the halacha is yoytiv yitiksuba. You got to give her a get and give her a ksuba because you have to let her do malacha. Why? Batala maybe de shimum. Batala brings to mashimum. It brings to someone being crazy. I think Maradav Samachalav on my base will handle if there's a nifan afkamina between Rabbi Eliezer and Shimon ben Gamliel. But either way, batala is not a good thing, and therefore you have to do work. You have to do work. Zokta Gemara, right? Zokta Gemara. So the Mishnah, it said, Techenes. She does the grinding. Think about Techenes Sakat Aitach. Does she sit there and do grinding? Rashi says, the Mayim Megalgal Ma'ifim Techenes. It's a water mill. What do you mean? She sits there grinding by hand? So Elaima Mitachenes, which means she prepares the stuff for the grinding. First of all, she puts the wheat into the big bowl that brings it into the mill, and then she catches the flour. That's what it means. She takes care. She arranges the grinding. It means a hand rechayim. In the places where there's no water, or you want to do a very small grinding, a very small recipe, so then you do it by hand. So she has mechuyav to do it by hand then to make the flour for the bread. Zogt Gemara, Masnisim, our Mishnah, is the loiker Rav Chiya. It's not like Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya argues on a Mishnah. Tanya Rav Chiya, we learned the Brayis from Rav Chiya. Ain Isha el Liyafi. A Isha, the purpose of a wife is Liyafi, which means to protect you from chait. That's what she's for. And if she works too hard, she is going to lose her Yafi. So Taisa speaks out, the Masl Tani. Loi Polig Ela Atechenes for Ifa Omanikas Bana. Because that's Machkesh for Yafiya. Avala Oisit Semer, he doesn't argue, Vada Maisidet Hachem Zayin, she has to work. But to do the hard work, the manual labor of Teichin, Oifa, and Menika, which maybe ruins the Yaifi a little bit, that you don't have to do, because Ein Isha El Yaifi. We don't pass like this. We pass like the Mishnah. Ain isha labanim. Another purpose of a wife is labanim, to bring up the children, to have children, bring up the children. And it's really a contrast. Even though ain isha l'yofi, but still ain isha labanim, even though sometimes the banim will be machash yofi, but there's the isha is for banim. But Tana Rav Chiya, ain isha l'tachshit isha. One of the purposes of a wife is to give her tachshit isha. It means a little different. It means a little different here, but it means she's miyuchid to beautify her with jewelry. If you want your wife to look good and stay young, yilbush a kli pishtim. Let her give her to wear a kli pishtim, very nice clothing. If you want your daughter to have beautiful skin, yachlena afreichim, give her birds, give her good food, v'yashkena cholav, and give her milk, soma kaperka, close to when she becomes a begaris, you should feed her well, and therefore she'll be healthy, and she'll have good red skin. Ad kan tzavchiel, maisa, our Mishnah argues on this, and we pass him like our Mishnah. Menika espeno, it said in the Mishnah, one of the jobs a wife gotta do is nurse the son. Leima, my season like Beishamai. May I mention not like Beishamai? Agav, the Gemara's question is very shver. Let it be not like Beishamai. Who cares? We don't pass like Beishamai. So the Mepharshim speak out because we're not asking Akasha. We're saying, is our Mishnah not like Beishamai? And therefore, if we find not a Stam Mishnah that says a different way, we say that's Beishamai, but our Mishnah is Stam not like Beishamai. But let me see like Beishamai. What's the Beishamai? Tell me to the Braisa. Nodrosh loy lohonikas benosh. She makes a nether, she's not going to nurse. It works. The nether works, and you don't let her nurse her child. You force her to be meinik, to nurse, because she's meshubit, and the nether was not chal. Nisgarsha, if she gets divorced, then eina kaifa, then you don't force her to nurse anymore, because then he's not mechuyiv, and then even if she didn't make a nether, you're not mechuyiv to be meinik as benah, you can't force her. That's what Rashi says in Madura Kama, that you don't force her. It doesn't mean not going back on nether, because by nether is whole child of its chal, but it means like this, that you went out to nether. You're not mechuyiv to nurse the child once you're divorced. It's a chiyiv to the husband to take care of her child. Once you're not meshubit to the husband anymore, then there's no chiyiv to menik the child. That's the halacha. You're not meshubit at all. So it says further. So kitza this niskarsha in the kaifim hoya makira. But let's say this child only wants to nurse from her and not from any other wet nurse. Nasa loschar you pay her the kaifim nikasa. You force her to come. Then you force her because it's a kama. So what do you see from this price? So the beishami holds there's no chiv to meinik. Don't understand what I missed. No. Fill them beishami. How come my skin? I got you nadra he vekaim lahu. The case is that she made a neder and he was mekaim. Shana in the brisa that beishami says. That Shemet is Dabba Fiv was a case where he wasn't made for the nether. Because Shav Veshami, who knows the nether of really, she's Meshubbat. The reason why here it's Chal is because why wasn't he made for it? That he agreed to the nether is his own fault, and therefore she doesn't nurse. We still Sarva, he knows the nether of Enshanel. She's the one who made the nether. So, afraid to if you have a Machlaikis, when someone makes a nether, who's at fault? Niflugu Vaksuvama, argue about regular Ksuba, if she made a nether not to have enough from her husband and he was Makayimit, is there a get? With a ksuba or get without a ksuba? Because whose fault is it? There's an argument there. Why do I have to argue that about a case of Hanukkah? That's question number one. But oi, Tanya Veshamai Emrim, first of Veshamai, that's not because of a case where he's at fault. That's why there's no shibud. That's not, there's a bright one first. Veshamai Emrim, that the Isha doesn't have to be Manika. Ain't no Manika. She's not Machayev to nurse her child. Our Mishnah is Mechayiv. To do nursing is not like Beshamai, because Beshamai holds there is no Chiv to nurse your child. According to Beshamai, our Mishnah is not like that. So it's Taka Machvarta, Mishnah is Loike Beshamai.